This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to this Ukraine stuff here in just a moment. I just had to follow this up with this. We were talking earlier about Vivek and the comments and how the comments are good comments. It's good that people are hearing these things. It's good that we're putting out things like January 6th was an inside job. It's good. And it is funny to listen to the communist response to these things because, man, these people have no idea what's coming.
The smug, condescending way that he just spews this poison out is very, very dangerous because he won't stop Trump, but he's going to outlive Trump by about 50 years. And you're watching the rise of an American demagogue that is a very, very despicable person.
Yeah.
And I was shaking listening to him talk because a lot of people don't know that is one step away from Nazi propaganda coming out of his mouth.
Okay, first of all, I heard him say literally, and I'm going to let that go right now just for the sake of time. Second of all, I'm not going to get distracted by this because I want to talk about something else, but listen, dudes, please stop trying to be women. It's really embarrassing, and this is not just a Democrat problem, although it's mainly a Democrat problem, but you see this in Republicans too. Dudes try to be women in this society now because we've feminized this society so much. And what do I mean by trying to be women? Well, a woman can and will, understandably, use her emotions as currency. If my wife is upset, that is currency, right? I'm upset. It is currency. Dudes don't get to do that, Van Jones. They shouldn't ever do that. Well, I was mad. Well, I was sad. But this is how sad this makes me. This is how scared it makes me. It doesn't inspire confidence. It doesn't inspire action. It makes me look at you as if you're weak and you're pathetic whenever I hear things like that. I'm going to play it again, but he's sitting there talking about, oh my gosh, it made me shake. His words made me shake. I've never in my freaking life heard a single man, woman, child, or anyone else say something that made me shake and quake with fear. And I'll tell you something else. If I did happen to hear something that made me shake or quake with fear, I would lie about it. I would never admit that. I would lie without end. What, Michael? Oh, of course he did. Michael said he cried with Biden one. I forgot about that. I forgot about him crying. But listen to this, dudes, and I'll come back to my other point. Dudes, don't ever do this. Whether you're 12 listening to the sound of my voice or 52, don't ever. I was so scared. I was shaking.
In the smug, condescending way that he just spews this poison out is very, very dangerous because he won't stop Trump, but he's going to outlive Trump by about 50 years. And you're watching the rise of an American demagogue that is a very, very despicable person.
Yeah.
And I was shaking listening to him talk because a lot of people don't know.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't worried before, but now I found out Van Jones was shaking. Oh my gosh. As a dude, how do you say stuff like that? You know what it makes me picture? You know, it always makes me laugh. It makes me picture my dad. My dad is a rough man. Construction, all that stuff. It always makes me picture if I was to say something like that to my father about anything. I could call him up right now. And my father's wonderful. You know, I'll call my dad. I need advice and stuff like that. But as a 42-year-old man, you know, family, everything else, I could call my dad right now. And if I told my dad, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I saw this guy on TV and he was saying things. And Dad, I was literally shaking. I was so scared. And the abuse that I would get heaped on me over the phone would shame me to no end. I would be humiliated. As a dude, how do you talk like that? Gosh, this country is so freaking feminized. It's pathetic. Anyway, back to my other point. these communists, you communists who hate listen to the show, I'm going to say something to you right now. I know that you are in, this is a peak time for you. Actually, I rode home, not last night, two nights ago. I was behind a Democrat and he had all these Biden-Harris stickers on his car. And one of his bumper stickers said, Team Jack Smith. Jack Smith is, remember, the special counsel who's going to send Donald Trump to prison. Team Jack Smith. Well, no, I don't look like Jack Smith. Anyway, I know that this is a great time for you, communists. I know. You've got Donald Trump on the chalking block. His head's in the guillotine, and you're going to finish him off. And Trump. You understand that he's just the first, right? You know that you could throw Donald Trump, you could bury Donald Trump under the prison. Another will rise. And then another will rise. And another will rise. Your demonism is going to prompt a response. And let me just reinforce to all you communists again. Donald Trump tried the best he could to work with you. He even tried to work with you on immigration. He regularly sits down with the most despicable reporters in the country for days on end. Washington Post, ABC News, New York Times, and gives them access to him. The coming system disruptors will not be so kind. You better enjoy these Trump days because he's an adorable, fluffy little puppy dog compared to what comes next and then what comes next and what comes next. You're worried about Vivek? You guys have no idea what's coming. But they can't stop themselves, you see. And this is the story of communism. They have such a difficult time holding themselves back because they're so radical about their religion. They're so devout about their religion that they can't stop themselves. Have you ever known somebody like that? About whatever religion. You ever know somebody about that? Who they just won't stop. They won't stop talking to you about it. They won't stop working. No matter what, they won't stop because they're so blinded by it. Even when it's turning people off, they can't bring themselves to stop. The communist has run into that problem many times in history. He can't stop, and so he ends up creating the very thing he says he fears. Now, along these same lines, let's get to this before we get to the Ukraine thing. Jesse and Chris, we know how evil the left has become. Don't you think the conservative SCOTUS knows that even better than we do? No one was ready for 2020 and what came afterward, not even the conservative SCOTUS. We all know now. This is why the left is trying to discredit the conservative SCOTUS. Then this guy says, Trump will be found guilty. Conservative SCOTUS will take the case and vote in favor of Trump. And then conservative SCOTUS will step in like Gore versus Bush and vote in favor of Trump winning 2024 based on the year's election interference. Conservative SCOTUS playing the long game. Keep this email. When all this happens, you can tell me in person you were wrong. Listen, look, I'm not going to dog on somebody for having hope. I'm really genuinely not. And you were so polite about it. I don't have anything bad to say, but I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. You believe that Donald Trump is going to be convicted of how many felonies is it? It's a lot. He's facing something like 800 or 900 years in prison. And you think that the same Supreme Court that wouldn't even hear the Derek Chauvin case, they refuse to even hear it, you think they're going to overturn every one of the felony convictions and then also overturn the 2024 election after they steal that too? You really believe that? Listen, the reason they're working on SCOTUS is because it works. You know, that's the thing, we've talked about this before. Because these people, almost all these people, are TV characters to us, because we only see them on TV, right? They become less flesh and blood. They become less real. But they're all flesh and blood human beings. Why are the street animals protesting in front of Brett Kavanaugh's home? Why did they send an assassin to go murder Brett Kavanaugh?
Why are they working on the great Clarence Thomas as we speak? His donors, it's unethical. Let's pass a bill. Why are they doing all these things? Because they work. You think SCOTUS is getting more resolute, it's getting harder as these things happen to them? But that's in general not how human beings work, especially not system human beings like SCOTUS. In general, human beings weaken under these public pressure campaigns. Look, if what you just said is true, I will celebrate right along with you. I will be doing it. Nobody wants to be wrong more than me. I will keep this email, and I pray to God you are right and I am wrong. But we need a plan that goes beyond SCOTUS. Come on now. We need a plan that goes beyond SCOTUS. All right? You know what my plan is? Call my dad tonight on my Pure Talk phone. Maybe I'll even do that as a show bit, Chris. Maybe I should record the conversation. I'll call my dad and tell him that. What did Van Jones say? He's literally shaking. I'll call my... No, I will, Chris. Because you know he's probably not listening. I'll call him. Dad, somebody was really... The suits called me at work and they were really mean to me, Dad. And now I'm sitting here and I'm literally shaking. And just to see what he says. You know what would be the best part, though? The best part, though, Chris, would be... It would probably be dead silence on the other end while he tried to process what he was hearing. And because I would be calling on Pure Talk's phone... I know I wouldn't have dropped the call because they're on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys. It would just be my old man's dumbfounded silence as he tries to figure out how he went wrong raising me. And then it would be a bunch of derogatory names and stuff like that. Anyway, switch to Pure Talk. All you have to do is dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, you save a fortune, same 5G network. You support a company that actually shares your values. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours, you ask me anything. You can email those questions in right now, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. Ask me anything. Also, I know it's been quite a while, so tonight we are going to take phone calls. That's going to begin like 10 minutes from now, but I need to be clear about something before we get to that. I just have to rehash the rules because we don't ever take calls. I don't really do guests very much, and I don't do calls very much. I just really prefer me. So here on the Jesse Kelly Show, we don't do calls often because calls are awful most of the time. Why are calls awful? Because of the small talk at the very beginning and the end. So there's none of that here. You can be rude. Don't consider that constricting. Consider that freedom for you. Don't ask me how I am. You don't have to tell me you love the show. You don't have to say first time, long time, or any of that. I'm not going to thank you for the call. When I say your name and location, boom, you get right to the point. Right to the point. And stay on the point. If at some point in time the line goes dead, you should understand that it's because I probably hung up on you. And I probably hung up on you not because I disagreed with you. I don't care about that. You can disagree with me. You're welcome to yell at me. I don't care. Don't cuss. Remember, kids are listening. But just don't drone on. If you're going to disagree with me, do it quickly. If you're going to agree with me, do it quickly. Whatever point you want to make, it's fine. Just do it quickly, all right? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. And I want to do one more thing before we go here. This is from a Gold Star dad. He says, I love your show. Would you please mention my son's name on your show? Staff Sergeant Forrest B. Sibley, Combat Controller, KIA Afghanistan, August 26th, 2015. Dad, it is our honor to mention your son on this show, and we are also going to play taps for your boy on this show. Rest in peace to him. And God's blessings and peace on you and your family.
Rest in peace, brother. All right. Biden demands more aid for Ukraine as Congress dithers. I love how they put that. Joe Biden's trying to take decisive action and Congress is dithering. But that's not the best part of this whole debate. The best part is when Joe Biden pulled this out. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Pull up a little bit of that Joe Biden threat to democracy speech. Let me know whenever you've got that going. I love when the communist does this. The communist will agitate and agitate and agitate. He'll call you names. He'll yell at you. He'll divide, 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 divide. He'll give speeches like this one.
The United States and the world owe a debt to the ancient Greek ideas that first taught us that we, the people, and the demos, our democracy, can control our own destiny.
Chris, you can go ahead and stop this there because I don't know what clip that was you pulled up, but that couldn't possibly be less relevant to what we were talking about here. No, Chris, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You know what speech I'm talking about. Don't blame Jewish producer Chris. He can only do with, well, he's working with half a brain. All right, there's only so much he can do. Anyway, you know Joe Biden's threat to democracy. You're a threat to democracy, a threat to the foundations of democracy. Only now, when he needs something, they talk like this.
Look, I know we have our divisions at home. Let's get past them. This is critical. Petty, partisan, angry politics can't get in the way of our responsibility as a leading nation in the world.
Don't you love when they do that? Don't you love when they do that? Hey, dirtball, you're a threat to the foundations of democracy. You're going to blow up the country. You're a threat to democracy. Hey, can I have some money for Ukraine? What do you mean, no? Come together. Put aside these petty divisions, guys. No, 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 no. No, communist. No. That's not the way this is going to work anymore. The communist, remember this. The communist must be taught manners. He must be taught appropriate conduct. He does not know these things on his own because he's the deranged demonic lunatic. Therefore, he must be brought to heel. The same way you would a rabid dog. He needs discipline. He must be brought to heel. So we will not set aside any divisions. You're going to learn to watch your freaking mouth or you're never going to get a single thing you want. Period. End of story. That should be the appropriate response to these people. Yeah. All right. We're going to get to some emails. Why we still need a COVID reckoning. In fact, I think we'll do that pretty shortly here. And phone calls, 877-377-4373. But let's talk about something amazing first. My meat. The greatest meat company ever. Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers does what I prefer. In fact, two of the greatest things in life. One, they provide me with delicious food. Two, they make it easier for me. I don't have to make grocery store runs for T-bones and burger and chicken anymore. I don't have to make a special trip for seafood because Good Ranchers, the all-American meat company, delivers a meat box to my home. What kind of meat box? Well, that's up to you. They have a million options depending on what you and your family need. The best meat you've ever had at amazing prices delivered to your front door. From an all-American company that believes in God and country. They share your values and mine. And right now, how about a free 10-pound Christmas ham? When you go and sign up, goodranchers.com code Jesse. When you sign up for a box now during this season, you get a free 10-pound ham. Congratulations. Just did Christmas dinner for you. Goodranchers.com promo code Jesse. Get my meat now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And do not forget to email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Love, hate, death threats, but mainly Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. It's going to be a good time. Let's do some of these things we haven't done in forever. What's the call? It starts with an F. Phone. Or that's a PH, Chris. I was testing you. Phone calls. Remember, get right to the point. Jay, Jersey, go.
Yeah, hey, Jesse. I just wanted to know your thoughts about, you know, Kevin McCarthy and this guy from Ohio leaving, you know, midterm. And if Tom Suozzi wins George Santos' seat, you know, are we looking at a potentially the Republicans losing the majority before, you know, the next Congress?
Right now we have a one-seat majority. Okay, with Santos gone, with McCarthy retiring, with this, I think his name's Bill Johnson, gone, we went from a four-seat majority to a one-seat majority. We have a one-seat majority now. Are we going to lose the majority before the end? I mean, look, nobody can predict the future, right? Not even the Oracle, Chris. Nobody can predict the future, but no, I don't see that happening. But here's what it effectively does. We want the majority because it gives us control of committees. So there is value in having the majority. So I'm about to say something, but don't take what I'm about to say as being completely dismissive of having a majority. It's worth something because when you have the majority, remember, you control the committees. That's really the benefit of it. This House Oversight Committee that's finding all this information on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and stuff like that. Is it going to actually remove Joe Biden from office? No, the GOP doesn't have the stones for that. But it does actually expose them more than it would otherwise. Remember, Democrats blocked all that before. So it is beneficial to have a majority. As far as what it means for legislation, well, look, right now, as we speak, they're working on the NDAA. What is that? A defense bill. Just know every time you hear NDAA, that is a defense bill. That's what they're working on right now. I don't know how to break this to you gently, so I'm just going to come right out and say it. Be prepared to be disappointed. Once again, we want things from this NDAA negotiation. We want many, many critical things. Back pay for the guys who got kicked out for refusing to take the vaccine. We want that, right? We want things. We want them to not make the FISA stuff, the unauthorized wiretapping of you and me. We want them to make sure that's not part of it. You know, we want things from this negotiation. We're probably not going to get a thing from the negotiation. With a majority this slim, part of the reason we keep failing for things we want, failing to get anything we want from, you know, the budget negotiations and things like that, is there's just too many rhinos left. There's too many of them. We have a one-seat majority. Now, think about that in your head. What's that mean? How many rhinos are part of that one-seat majority? How many Mitt Romneys do you have to corral? I realize he's in the Senate, but we're using that. He's just a great example. How many Mitt Romneys do you have to corral to get a bill to pass the House? As far as laws being passed, and that includes this budget stuff and continuing resolution stuff, as far as things getting passed through the House, be prepared for disappointment no matter who is there. Whether we lose the majority or not, it is beneficial, though, to have that one-seat majority. So don't dismiss that. All right? Wolf, Virginia, go.
Yeah. Neighborhoods and small towns, politics is most powerful at the local level. So I believe in activism. Pick a cause, a simple cause that's relevant to your community. Go to those board of education, planning board, zoning board, whatever it may be. First, walk the community, walk the block, get to know the community, generally speaking, and then build a consensus, because you have to walk into these committees who are filled of communists and teach them a few lessons. When they shuffle the paper,
hey, Wolf, let me interrupt you real quick. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want you to tell me, well, I want you to tell everybody, how many people are at these meetings when you go to these meetings as an activist? Is it packed, Wolf? Are there thousands of people in there?
When I go to the barbershops and when I go to the town cafes and tell them that I'm going to present a item such as the last one, which was include basic writing skills.
No, he didn't listen. Michael in San Diego, go.
Is it possible for us and your audience to ask our Congress people to pass legislation that gives a monetary value to what's put out by algorithm on social media to level the playing field so that they can't violate the campaign donation laws if they keep giving the same candidates the same preferential treatment?
Okay. Now, you want a piece of legislation to regulate social media to make it more fair. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let me play something for you. And I'm not being mean. Let me play something for you. This is a member of Congress.
I first want to speak personally because there's nobody on this committee who has been a bigger victim of the weaponization of the intelligence community than me.
That's Eric Swalwell testifying about the fact he slept with a Chinese spy and the FBI let him off scot-free. Do you want him making legislation to regulate social media?
No.
See, that's my point. I'm not dogging on you. These are the dumbest people on the planet, the most evil people on the planet. They can't make good legislation. That's something we have to understand. And I'm not trying to be some kind of a fatalist is probably the word I'm looking for. Although I don't know, I went to community college. I'm not trying to be a fatalist, but it is important that we always understand bad can't produce good. What is that from the Bible? Forgive me, Lord. Bad trees can't produce good fruit. Chris, do I have that right? What am I asking Chris for? I think it's the New Testament. Michael, can you look that up? I'm pretty sure I have that right. I apologize, Father, if I misquoted you. But it is the truth of life. The United States government, especially the House of Representatives, but the United States government is so rotted, so corrupt beyond belief, so broken, it's not possible for them to write a good law. It's not even the best sounding law in the world. Honestly, it could be something that you love. Are you a term limits person? I'm not really much of a term limits person. I've always thought the American people need to step up and get rid of these people. But let's say I was. It doesn't matter. Are you a term limits person? Most people love term limits. Most people on the right. Do you know the Congress could not possibly pass even a law that is a term limits law and have it be a good law? You know how we were just talking about the NDAA? This is, it's kind of breaking, but not really.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
They just hauled a copy. Someone just took a picture. I just got this 10 minutes ago. They just took a picture of the NDAA they're working on. They're bringing it to somebody, an office or a committee. Have you ever been to Lowe's or Home Depot and you've seen the gigantic flat carts that are made to just, you can put, put 10 wheelbarrows on this and that's what it's made for. Someone's hauling the NDAA around in so many boxes. He has one of those flat carts. It would fill up the bed of your pickup truck, provided you have a short bed. It would fill it up. It's not possible for these people to make good laws. A rotted, evil organization can't pass anything good. That's why I was screaming at everyone when everyone was whining about Kevin McCarthy can't, when he got bounced. Oh my gosh, the House can't meet. I said, yeah, what's the bad part? That's the bad part. Well, we can't govern. Yes, thank God. You can't govern. Leave us alone. All right, we're going to get to more of these in just a second. Before we get to those, let's do this. Let's save a child, a kid tonight, teenager. Did you know the average age of an American trafficked child is 14 years old? And this hits home to me because it's boys, girls, it's every socioeconomic background, every race, every religion. I have a 15-year-old. I have a 13-year-old. The predators that circle these children in this society, it's frightening out there. The Acervo Project, they have made it their mission. It is their mission to save these kids. If you are one of these kids, even if you can't tell your parents, reach out to the Acervo Project tip line. They will save you. If you know of a kid, reach out to the Acervo Project tip line. Please help them if you can. $14 a month. They only do what they do with your help. TheAcervoProject.org. ASSERVO. TheAcervoProject.org. Reach out if you need help. Reach out if you can help. All right? All right. More of these. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me. Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show this hour. Don't worry, there's still a whole other hour left. Don't get sad. Don't get sad at all. Well, you know what? We'll do some more of these. I enjoyed that, even though I think I got to one. Sorry, phone lines are full. I'll tell you when they open up. Howard, Long Island, go.
Hey, Jesse, I just want to thank you for a year of enlightenment, and also thank you for sponsoring Mantis. I got the Mantis Laser Academy, and in New York, I just quickly passed the...
Absolutely. Mantis X Laser Academy. Highly recommended. I accidentally hung up on Howard, though. Howard, you can call back. I'll let you through. I'm sorry about that. Look, if you understood the complications of the phone system, you'd understand. Chris, Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse, you're a pretty smart fellow, and you seems like you don't like Vivek very much, or you don't trust him. And my youngest kid's like that, and I like what he says. I wonder, mm-hmm. What did you think back in 2015 when Trump announced? Were you against him? I still don't think you're in love with the guy, but I think he ends up being pretty good for us.
Yeah, of course. And let me be clear, Chris, you might be 100% right, and I might be 100% wrong. I ain't any smarter than you or anyone else. I just don't. I don't trust him at all. As far as what I thought about Trump back then, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
According to your lead-ins, you are smarter than me.
Believe me, I'm not, brother. But look, as far as Trump went back then, it's been an up and down thing with me and Trump. This is why I don't relate to very many people when it comes to Trump. When Trump first announced, I loved his immigration stance because that's mine. I loved his speaking to the people. I, however, did not trust him. I thought, well, it's a New York Democrat here. I'm not sure. So I was on Team Cruz for that primary. Now, as soon as Trump won the primary, I was all in on Trump, but still didn't trust him. One of those things where I held my nose and voted for him over Hillary Clinton. And then, frankly, I was very impressed for 2 or 3 years. He screwed some things up that made me very angry, like the spending and the gun control stuff. But I was very impressed. For 3 years, he was an awesome president. Then COVID came and he crapped all over himself, and that made me mad, and I'm still mad. I don't know which one I'm getting, but does that explain it, Chris?
Well, I kind of agree to an extent. I thought it was a joke when he first announced, but it only took me hearing him probably by August of 2015. I really liked what he said, and he's proven to be, he's got a heart of a lion. I cannot believe what a fighter he is, and I get the same feeling about that Vivek fella, and I've got to tell you, I liked Oz too when he was running. I helped on his campaign. I tried to help. They weren't very open to me. But I thought there were people who wanted to solve problems, and that's what we need. I don't need a Republican. I need a Democrat. I need common sense.
Yeah, there's no shame in that, man. There's no shame in any of that. And look, if you're one of these people who you like a guy, then you don't like a guy. Maybe you come back around on him, or you like a guy because he did good for you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. I've had people say, hey, Jesse, I loved it when, because I'm not a George Bush guy, a George W. Bush guy. I think George Bush sucked. But I've talked to guys who their business or something in their lives went really well when George Bush was president. And that's the answer they'll give me. Hey, man, my small business took off when George W. Bush was president. You can't sit and tell somebody that they didn't experience a better life underneath someone. What am I supposed to say? Yeah, but you're stupid. No, if your life got better under George Bush, then more power to you, right? More power to you. Again, they're all rental cars. For me, for all of us. Use them and dump them. Rebecca, Pennsylvania, go.
Does Joe Biden know how crooked this money is he's living off of? And when this case is proven, will this money be taken away from the Biden family?
Okay. Let's go ahead and do a little breaking news. Does Joe Biden know where the money's come from when the case is proven?
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is ongoing, so this is the definition of breaking. It's so breaking that I don't even have all the details on it. But the news right now is, and it came out in the last 5 minutes, the news came out that Hunter Biden is facing new charges. Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden, is expected to face new federal charges within the hour. So we'll probably have details on this within the hour. Okay, so new federal charges are coming down for Hunter Biden. I don't want to be a cynic or a pessimist here. Remember the special counsel who's in charge of investigating Hunter Biden. Remember who it is. Remember his name. Let's all walk through this together so we can remember. There's too much information for all of us out there. David Weiss is his name. Chris, is it Weiss or Weiss? I think it's Weiss. David Weiss is his name. What, Michael? You have to ask about the Jewish names. It's called being cultured, Michael. Anyway, David Weiss is the guy's name. He's the special counsel put in charge of investigating Hunter. The problem is, he was also the guy who was in charge of investigating Hunter, who tried to let Hunter Biden off with a sweetheart deal. Remember that deal? We covered it a while back. The judge is the only one who stopped it. The judge was reading through the deal, and at the last minute, the judge said, "Wait, what is this?" and blew the whole deal up. Do you remember that? That's David Weiss. So these new charges, I mean, look, they're new charges. It's a big deal as far as the case being proven and things like that. I don't know that I would get your hopes too far up that Hunter Biden and then by association Joe Biden are going to prison. I don't know that I'd hold out that any of these things are going to be proven, because they're going into the same evil system that's been locking away January 6 people. They're going into the same evil system that's going to lock up Donald Trump. This is an evil system. This D.C. court system, this D.C. circuit is evil. It is as evil as anything the Soviet Union ever had. That's where the January 6 people have suffered. That's where Trump's going to suffer. And that's where Hunter Biden's going into. I'm not saying he's going to get off scot-free. But don't pin your hopes on Hunter Biden charges and those taking down Joe Biden. All right? All right. I did manage to open up a couple of these. So you're going to have to hurry if you want to be one of the ones in. 877-377-4373. Does Joe Biden know where the money's coming from? Let's talk about that really quickly. Before we do that, let's talk about your personal protection. Personal protection. This is another one of those things. You, me, we have to take personal ownership of those things. In this day and age, with this many violent people out there, that's just the way it has to be. When you go for a walk with your dog, it's lovely out. I'm going to take my dog for a walk. You need to have a hero gun with you, or a hero arrow with you. I'm just going for a jog. Get a hero arrow with you. I'm running down to the gas station for a six-pack and some lottery tickets. Bring a hero with you. Look, you can buy this for anyone in your life who needs defense. But I don't like guns. It's a non-lethal gun. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It will stop a bad man in his tracks, and it will save your life or the life of the person you love. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. We have an hour left. Buckle up.
This is an iHeart podcast.